Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for this fine, beautiful, lovely weathered Wednesday. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Shelley in De Pere, thanks very much for calling. What can we do for you?
Hi, Seth. Thanks for taking my call. I have a wonderful compliment to you about your education proposal. My husband and I have a 9-year-old son who was born with Down syndrome, and we did try to mainstream him at a local public school, and he's been spending now the last 4 years at Sybil Hopp, which is a school in West De Pere for children with special needs ages 3 to 21 years of age. And I'll tell you, that school and the faculty, the staff there are phenomenal, just phenomenal. They work with children who have special needs of varying degrees. They tailor the education and the learning environment to each individual. There's no threat of competition. Every child is encouraged to learn, like you said, to the best of their abilities what they can do. It's incredible.
Yeah. And for many special needs children, that is exactly the environment that is best for them. There are some who excel with a mainstreaming environment, but not many. Not many. Most, when they have the one-on-one and they're able to find, you know, their niche and what they're good at, and they are able to blossom and become the best that they can be, there is an internal pride in that. And am I wrong? Is that what you're seeing in your child?
Absolutely. It is, and like I said, because there isn't this level of competition and everybody has to keep up with the next person, all the educational plans are tailored to each person, each student. And not only that, but they allow the students of all ages to get out into the community and go on, and we don't call them field trips, we call them community experiences, so that they can also blossom outside of this classroom in the community for either fun events or learning events. And it's just an incredible, incredible school. It is funded, I believe, by the school district, but it also relies largely on donation and large fundraising events, too. And I know that there are people who have moved within the district to be able to qualify so that their child can go to Sybil Hopp.
Fantastic.
Because it's so important for their.
Well, Shelley, thank you very much for calling in, and God bless you for the challenges that you're facing, and thank you for being such a good parent to your kid. I appreciate that. Let's go to Craig in Appleton. If Craig, are you still there?
I'm still here. Glad to talk
with
you, Seth, but I don't know. I've seen some of the smartest, stupid people come out of college. They have no practical skills on it. And like I say, everything is pushed towards go to college, go to college. I think the tech should be in the high school, you know, your trade techs and so forth.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is if you're in high school and your academics, go ahead.
Yeah. At age 16, you're either going to go one direction or the other and let these kids make a decision, because the guys that should be going to the tech are wasting the time of the people that are going to college.
I could not agree with you more. I absolutely agree. And that's why I'm thinking that, you know, middle school, early high school, if you're just not cutting it academically, then have the opportunity to find where you excel. Absolutely.
And you can and you can switch at any time. It's not a big deal. If it isn't working, switch to the other side, you know? So.
Exactly. I agree with you completely. Craig, thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to Steve in Adams. Steve, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just listening to you earlier, and I so agree with many of the things that I heard about the classroom as it's structured now and the problems in there. I went through as a second career. I almost became a teacher a few years ago. And I went all the way through all the education into my student teaching, and I realized there's no way in hell I would be able to do this, because they would hate me because of my political beliefs. But the things that I saw, the worst example of this attitude of the kids realizing they can get away with anything and not caring, was a seventh grade minority child. All he had to do was take a test in math to place him for his eighth grade class. It was nothing really that was for a grade. It was just for his eighth grade placement. And he refused to take the test. And I'm with the math teacher, and I'm looking at him, and I'm, you know, we're trying to figure out a way to get this kid to try the test. And he would not even try. And he finally, the kid just broke down. He said, I failed at everything. I failed at second grade. I failed at third grade. I'm going to fail at this. I don't care. And at the end of that classroom, I looked at that class session. I looked at the teacher. I said, what do you do with a kid like that? And the teacher just shrugged his shoulders, rolled his eyes, and heavy sighed. And he'd been teaching for 15, 20 years. He didn't know what to do. It was way beyond the teacher. The kid had already been pushed way beyond what his abilities were, so he was set up to fail because he didn't have the skills to succeed in 7th grade, 8th grade, much less 3rd, 4th. He should have been identified much earlier as needing that additional help to get him back on track. The system just pushes him through. They don't want him to feel bad.
Yeah. The school system does not do justice when the child is failing a class and the administrators come to the teachers and say, you know, sure would be good if little Johnny here would get a couple, three extra points and pass your class so we can advance him. And teachers are pressured every day to advance students that should not graduate and should not be promoted. They are pressured every day by administrators to do that. And it's wrong. It's a political thing. It's a budgetary thing, and it harms the students. It absolutely, it just destroys the incentive. Because once you, when you get to a point where you're so far behind, you don't care. I'll never catch up. I'll never be able to get to the point where I'm supposed to be. What am I supposed to do now? Yeah, that's a whole nother animal that needs to be addressed. Steve, thank you very, very much for calling in and being a part of the program. There are a lot of things that, you know, the proposals that I'm pushing or that I've proposed at this point, it's not impossible to do this. It is absolutely not impossible to get this done. It comes down to initiative. There has to be the start. It has to start with a conversation. It has to start with a community getting together and deciding, yeah, let's try this. Push and try, and you never know what one, two, three people, what kind of difference they can make. All right, the music has started, which means I have completely talked through my allotted 2 hours and time for me to go away so Mr. Rush Limbaugh and others can come in. Thank you for letting me sit in for Jerry, and I look forward to the next time we get a chance to talk. I'm Seth Mila. If you want to check out my Facebook page, Seth Mila, WSAU, I look forward to the next time we get a chance to talk. Take care, everybody.
Do you struggle with chronic low back pain? Does your pain